Increasing home ownership was a goal of both the Clinton and Bush administrations, and they used the CRA to persuade lenders to ease credit for lower-income borrowers. The housing market boomed. Construction jobs were plentiful. The number of first-time homebuyers increased. Home values continued to climb. Those already in homes refinanced to tap their equity or bought bigger homes. Even if people could not pay off their loans, they could sell their property for a higher price and cover their debts. As the 21st century began, two significant events happened. The dot-com bubble burst, and the terrorist attacks of 2001. Enter the Federal Reserve, the independent agency established by Congress in 1913 to study and implement monetary policy in order to prevent major market disturbances. In an effort to keep the economy from collapsing, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, significantly lowered interest rates to a very low 1%.